Now, we're in between heat waves, so to speak, and that is giving all of us an opportunity to get back outside. And for some, that has meant a little scratching going on.
Ow.
From poison ivy. Joining us live, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath. He's our Friday yard warrior. I know firsthand about this. I get it easily. I got a couple of new puppies. They go in the woods. They touch it. Oh. I touch them, and then I have it.
That is the worst. A huge number of people get poison ivy from their dogs. What you have going for you, at least, is you know how the oil is coming into your environment. And they are puppies, so if they go running into areas where you either see poison ivy or you're uncertain, the smartest thing you can do is take them home and wash them down, have them play in the hose. You can touch them as long as cold water is running over them and your hands. It's a very unusual oil that causes the rash. It dissolves in cold water. So you can have a little puppy fun in cold water, and you can actually rub the poison ivy oil off them with your bare hands in cold water without getting a rash.
Wow.
So the best solution is no solution then?
Well, it is a solution. It is a solution of the oldest solution, which is pure, clear water. There's a lot of old wives' tales and home remedies about Fell's naphtha soap and jewelweed and stuff. And I tell you, a lot of poison ivy on a large part of your body can become a medical emergency, so you don't want to mess around with it.
Yeah, now, can you get rid of poison ivy if you have it on your yard some spot?
It is so easy to get rid of, but people make the mistake of spraying it with herbicides, which does kill the plant, but it doesn't denature the allergen. So when you pull up the dead plant, you still get poison ivy. What you do is you soak the soil, you get a helper, you cover each hand with a big plastic bag from a mall store, you pull slowly at the base of the plant. When you get the root out, you pull the plastic bags over the plant, throw them in the trash can, get fresh bags, move along, have your helper soak the root, do it again. The work goes fast. You never touch it, and you don't get the poison ivy on gloves or tools, so you're not constantly passing it back and forth again.
Awesome information. Mike, have a great weekend. Great information. All that stuff we didn't know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just cold water is the best thing to do with dealing with poison ivy. Mike McGrath is our Friday Yard Warrior.